to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad Noah, and every week for 5 years now, we've been just sitting on my bed and having a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to do our high-low learn of our recent vacation to Arizona. And when I mean recent, I mean we came back on Sunday.
So we usually put these out on Mondays. It just became too much.
Saturday.
And so we're recording on Monday night. Usually comes out Monday morning, but we're recording this Monday night. We'll put it out. Yesterday was getting back into the swing of things. Built a new bookshelf in your room.
Yeah.
That took six hours. Cool. So.
But you did it.
Podcast.
Thank you.
Delays a day. All right. High, low, learn something that mom used to do with some of her friends when they would come back from trips. And we've done this before. So you're high from the trip, the low from the trip, and something you learned.
Yeah.
Our trip was to Arizona. Spent a few days in Sedona, then the Grand Canyon, and finished it off with a night in Phoenix.
Yes.
And it was my first time in Sedona and the Grand Canyon.
Me too.
It's something I always wanted to see. I'd never really thought about Sedona, but
the Grand Canyon
was something I always wanted to see. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So start with your high.
Wait, I was thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
You always start with your high, but instead of ending having the low kind of towards the end, why don't we start with the low, then go to a learn, and then end with a high?
Sounds good to me.
End on a high note.
That's a good idea.
So we're going to just start with the low and then go to a learn and then high.
Good idea. Okay.
The low was in Sedona. We were supposed to do a little hike, but then I was wearing like my New Balance shoes, like not hiking shoes, nothing like that. So we're walking on this path, starts with trail, then it's dirt, and we're like, it's okay. And then it starts to get snow, and we're like, okay, we'll just see how far we're going to go. Then we get to this crossing, and it's a creek. So, and we see people are like climbing on the rocks to get over. They have a hiking stick, so that can at least balance them. And they're wearing traction shoes and all this stuff. And we're just like, let's turn around. We took some good photos, though.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah,
that was a little of a bust.
That was a bummer. My low was when we got to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, that was
we had to wait in line for an hour and a half in the car. So we get to the Grand Canyon. We get to the line where you're waiting outside.
It's like the last 3 miles.
Outside of the gates. And so we're just there for an hour and a half. We moved about a mile per hour, 2 miles per hour at maximum. People were getting out of their cars. And when we got up to the front, we saw that there were five gates. Or five toll booths, essentially. Ticket-taking toll booths.
Like
and
lanes that you could drive.
Only two were open. So that was definitely the low because... Oh, the light just went out. Let's see if I can fix this. Let's see, we'll go back on. Yeah. It's just not that bright. Okay. But the real low of that was not just the wait, but when we got inside and we had lunch, I asked someone at lunch, is it really crowded? And he said, actually, we are pretty much at capacity. I said, because it took a long time to get in. He said, well, yeah, the administration fired four people at the front, which just makes no sense. So you're ruining you're hurting the experience for people who want to come support one of the great natural wonders.
Yeah,
in the
and
world.
It wasn't like there were only like 100 people there.
No.
Like it was like a lot of people wanting to go.
It's ridiculous. So that was my low, was the wait and also that people lost their jobs.
Yeah, and also I'm just giving a reference of how slow we were going. It was about 3 miles. Okay, so this man, he walked out of his car, and he got there to the front. I think he walked to the front, because I didn't see him come back. He was walking, like, I think 6 miles an hour.
How do you know?
Because we were going 1 mile an hour.
Okay.
He was just like...
and
Pardon he me. Wasn't walk. It's okay, maybe a little less, but he was just walking at his pace. Seems a little fast, but it probably just seemed fast because we were not moving, and he just... bed in front of us.
Okay.
Okay, bad point. Bad point.
I wouldn't say that, like, adds context.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that a person was going off.
I mean, we were actually going 1 or 2 miles per hour because we saw it in the car.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much all the context.
Okay. Well, that just didn't end up how I wanted to go, but that's okay.
It's okay. All right. So, your learn?
My learn was, so we in Sedona, we took a pink Jeep tour, and we did the ancient ruins one. And I learned about the ancient tribes that were there and how a lot of how they were communicating was through painting on the walls. And there were symbols that showed certain things. And each tribe used a different color because they were there at different times. And if they wanted something really bold, they would use a bolder color so people could see it far away. And I would have never thought of that.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting. I don't remember the names of the tribes that were there.
There was the Yavapai.
I thought Yavapai was in, well, maybe. But they were definitely in the Grand Canyon.
Apache was later.
But what was neat was that they had the fact that you could even see these things from thousands of years ago on, still on the rocks, on the red rocks. And so one of them it was like a big white circle that seemed to be something, as the guy said, something like a store. Like, okay, find us here. Come here, and we will trade you this. And then next to it was a man with his arms down, and our guide said he believes that would be that I don't have weapons. I'm here, and we're a peaceful people.
Yeah.
So it was remarkable to see one just how intact these pictures were from thousands of years ago, and
nothing is like, oh, we exactly know what this means. It's all guesses.
Yeah, exactly.
Because no one's alive from 1,000 years ago.
Exactly. It was pretty spectacular. My learn was that, aside from just how massive the Grand Canyon is, and from every angle too, I just couldn't believe it. But was that there are still Indian tribes living in the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
So well, it was the
Native American.
Yes. Okay.
You should
so
call
there are Native American tribes still living in the Grand Canyon. I think it's the Havasupai, the Supai village and the Havasupai tribe, I believe, are the ones that live in the Grand Canyon. And they still get their mail from mules. Like the donkeys, the mules come down with the mail, and not only are there descendants of the original tribes of the Grand Canyon, 11 tribes have lived there, at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. There are other people who work at the park, who live at the park. I did not know that either.
Yeah.
So they live in the park. There's a big general store, which is a supermarket. What did we call it? A budget Buc-ee's?
If you've ever
been to Buc-ee's. Yeah.
Without all the Buc-ee's stuff.
Yeah. And then there's a post office.
And that was right near our lodge where mm-hmm. we were staying. There was the post office, a library. There was the general store.
People live there. Yeah, which I just didn't think about, that it's all part of the national park. I just didn't realize how big the park is. And the park is, I think you can fit like 5 or 6 New York City's in the park.
Are those 8?
Whatever it is. In the park.
Yeah.
Which is also nuts.
Like, New York City is one of the most populated, it's the most populated city.
Right. Yeah, but clearly not the biggest, just the most populated.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're going to this park and you're like, and when you're there, you feel it's big because there's so many people. And then you're like, oh, you know, 8 New York City's can fit over here.
Crazy.
Wow.
And even just the length of the Colorado River, that inside the canyon is 277 miles of the Colorado River.
And I think we were the South Rim. The North mm-hmm. Rim doesn't open, I think, till May. But North Rim is only, I learned this yesterday, the North Rim is about 12 miles away.
Okay.
I think across. But to drive, it would be like over 300 miles to get around.
Jeez. So we did some great hikes there and enjoyed all the scenic views. It really did. And some of the restaurants and things, it felt like I was being back in time. And I really enjoyed the day on Thursday, where Thursday is considered to be the greatest day on the sports calendar. First day of the NCAA tournament, games wall to wall, you expect upsets, crazy day. Didn't watch a second. And it was awesome. Just there at the Grand Canyon.
And you were like in the moment.
Yeah, just with you guys there at the Grand Canyon, enjoying the scene, enjoying the scenery, enjoying all the natural beauty of it all. Okay, your high.
Okay, so I was having a really hard time on my high, so I chose an overall high. Grand Canyon.
Okay.
That's my high.
Okay.
I loved everything we did there. It was a great place, from the visitor center where we watched a cool movie about the people who live in the Grand Canyon and everyone who did live there, and how it's such a special place to, especially the people who live there or did live there, and how that carries tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to the hike we did. And we went to the Ooh-Ah Point, I think that's what it was called.
Yeah, on the South Kaibab Trail.
Yeah, and that was so much fun. And
what was fun about that hike?
The lookout point was great.
It was about a mile hike. So let's put this in perspective here. So the canyon itself, if you're just to go straight down.
It's 7 miles down that track.
No. If you're just to go straight down, it's over a mile. Straight down. But this, we obviously, you
didn't go like this. It's 7 miles on that path.
So on this path, we did about a mile on that path. And it took about, 45 minutes, 50 minutes down?
Yeah.
And about 25 minutes back up?
Yeah.
Right. And there were some icy spots, and there was some mud.
But it wasn't that bad.
And you're close to the edge.
Yeah, but it was different than something I'd done before.
Right, exactly.
I liked it.
My heart was beating a few times.
Oh, I really liked it.
Well, it was beating the whole time, but it was beating really harder a few times.
I really liked it.
Me too.
And we went to some really good restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some really good food.
Yeah, all in the canyon. Yeah.
All in the canyon.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that was going to be my high. Okay. But I will
think of something else.
I will switch that then to horseback riding.
That was
in Sedona. I'm leaving out, and I know it's crazy, I'm leaving out a basketball game, but I'm leaving out going to Suns Cavs Friday night in Phoenix and going to Pizzeria Bianco and that Rosa pizza with...
Well, now you're not leaving it out.
Yeah, mozzarella, parmesan, rosemary, red onion, and pistachios. Anyway.
You're just not leaving it out.
Sedona, the horseback riding. I hadn't been on a horse since I was, 13 maybe, I think, at camp. So about 30 years. And you'd never been on a horse. And now I feel like I could... I mean, it was like a horse walk.
Yeah.
But I feel like now I could... I could go for a trot on a horse. I felt like I was on Bella. I felt like I was in control of Bella, even though she was just following Domino right in front, which was Mom's horse. And you did a really nice job on Rain, your horse. And I really liked it because even though I felt... At first, oh my God, I'm not going to be in control of this beast that I'm sitting on here.
A horse is not a beast. A horse is a lovely animal.
But it's like driving a car, but not being able to control anything. But once they said, here's what you do. Here's how you keep your legs. Yeah. And the whole time I was just petting Bella the whole time. And I liked going across the water. Across a creek, and that went pretty deep. That might have been my high. But I enjoyed all of it. So that's our high, low, learn. Okay. Lastly.
Yes.
A quick update. We did win the regular season for Fantasy Hoops. So we had a bye in the first round.
Semifinals start today.
Yeah, so we had a bye in the first round. Semifinals start today.
We're playing the fifth.
It is difficult not having Victor Wembanyama. It's difficult with Jalen Williams being hurt, with Damian Lillard being hurt. So top three players are out.
And Trey Murphy, the third.
Well, yeah, Trey Murphy's out.
He's good for us.
So anyway, it's going to be an uphill battle, but we feel good about it.
Yeah.
And NCAA tournament, last year you won our pool in the apartment.
Yeah.
You have Florida beating
Duke
in the championship game. I have Florida beating Houston in the championship game. As we record this right now, I'm leading, and you...
But how many points?
Well, I don't know, but you will have to come up with... I mean, we had a present for you last year when you won. Yeah. So you want to make sure that if I win or mom wins, you got to come up with something.
Okay.
All right.
I'm capable.
Okay. So that's that update. And it was kind of wild at the top. You said for 5 years now. It's almost been 5 years. We first recorded and we held it and we released it in June of 20. But we first recorded it in
April
of 20. So we're almost coming up on 5 years of conversations.
It won't be the next episode because we'll film it on Sunday, probably. And that'll be...
It'll still be March. But yeah, I think it's
middle of April. It'll still be March. But I think it's middle of April. It'll probably be like maybe
middle of April.
2 or 3 podcasts.
Yeah, it's wild. 5 years?
Yeah.
Of conversations?
That's crazy.
You can still want to talk to me in another 5 years on your bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Me too.
All right. I love you very much.
Love you.